Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 17th day in the month of December 2025. Gradually the year is coming to a close, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you do for us. We see your love, we see your kindness, we see everything you do. Lord, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, don't become an ex-champion. Don't become an ex-champion. Our info today is taken from Hymn 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hebrews chapter 1 to chapter 4. And our memory verse is taken from Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9, which says, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 13 to 14. 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 13 to 14. From verse 13 it reads, you have done a foolish thing, Samuel said. You have not kept the command that the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's command. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is, don't become an ex-champion. Our manual today reads, there are people who used to be wealthy or influential, but have little or nothing to show for it today. There is nothing as terrible as being a fellow who used to be wealthy or influential. For example, when those who have never had a car struggle to enter a public bus and someone steps on them, they would see it as something normal. However, people who used to have their own cars might find it difficult to adapt when they find themselves in similar situations. Also, if they enter a public bus, they might feel really insulted when people say, if you don't want to be stepped on, why not get your own car? May you never be a has-been in Jesus' name. There's nothing as terrible as being an ex-champion. Boxers will tell you that the moment you become an ex-champion, other boxers in your category will want to challenge you to a fight. If you want to remain a champion, it means that you might need to work harder than you're used to before you become an ex-champion. If you relax after becoming successful, saying I am the best, everybody already sees how good I am, you might soon lose your edge and become irrelevant. Instead, you might start working harder on becoming more excellent. The things you need to do to remain at the top are even more rigorous than what you must do to get there. When God called me to become a pastor, I prayed that I would become so influential for the kingdom, and I can tell you with all confidence that the way I used to pray before I got to the level I am now is nothing compared to how I pray now. As God has continued to take me higher, I have been fasting more, studying my Bible more, preaching more sermons, and working harder generally. This is how I have been able to maintain an upward trajectory. Beloved, if you want to be in the best or in your field, you must be ready to put in all the necessary efforts. Most importantly, to remain at the top, you must be ready to put in even more effort by acquiring more and more knowledge, networking more with other experts in your field, and generally working harder. I pray that you will get to the top and remain there in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, it takes more effort to remain at the top than to get there. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.